Chapter 77. Martha guides me, still groggy, to the spot Aurora and I had been, monitoring the fuel systems during the emergency drill. But this time, it's definitely not a drill. As I look through the large, thick window into the tank's chamber, red lights are flashing, gauges are blinking, something is hissing. It feels like the end of the world. And I'm alone. It's just me. Martha did the only thing she could. If she woke everyone, the food would run out and we'd all die anyway. And she's already alerted me in her oh-so-personable way that by doing this, I might be taking one for the team. A big one. The permanent one. Great. Okay, what am I looking at? Inside the chamber, the bottom tank, 7.3 inches from the coupling, there is a seam. A microscopic breach has appeared in that seam, leaking at a rate of 2.6 cubic inches per minute. It is safe now, but will reach explosive limit in 18 minutes if not attended to. Gee, that's all. What's the bad news? We obviously cannot use a blowtorch to repair the seam. This ship and its occupants would explode into small pieces approximately 50 microns in diameter. Nice. Any good news? There is a solution, and that is why I have awakened you. There is a 91% possibility that a length of PPMM tape over an equal length of PPMM epoxy putty will seal the leak sufficiently. Why do I feel like I'm waiting for the but? Quite astute, Paper. You will have to hold the epoxy putty and tape in place with a minimum pressure of 1 pound per square inch until it is fully cured. Do not worry, though. It is a fast-curing material.
Fast-curing? Good. How many minutes?
204. That's not minutes. That's hours. Like over 3 hours. Earlier materials took 7 hours to cure. You'll be applying pressure for less than half that time.
Remember what I told you about silver linings? That's a silver lining, Martha.
So I haul my ass into my suit and into the chamber. Wow, it is hot in here. The engines are still over 100 feet below me, but I feel like they're blowing directly in my face. I suddenly realize Martha could have woken any one of us up for this job. It's not particularly technical. I'm just wadding up some putty and holding it on a leak for 3+ hours. Hey, Martha, why did you have to pick me for this? Seems kind of unfair. And I remember Zach's words, way back on the obstacle course. There may be a moment on the voyage of high heaven when fairness simply doesn't apply. When life is at stake, what's to be done then? Complain? He was talking about me, of course, changing the game myself, breaking the rules to get up here in the first place. How did he know it would be me in the end? I whisper back to Martha. Forget I asked.
Asked what?
Wise ass. I wish I could say it was more impressive, this act of bravery and sacrifice, ensuring this discovery makes it back to Earth and changes everything. But it really is just wadding up a ball of epoxy putty, putting a piece of tape over it and smushing it against the hole I can't see in the seam, putting constant pressure on it. Martha, can you give me a countdown clock or something at least? A timer?
Certainly, Paper. In exactly 201 minutes... the small display on your right will either light up red, showing that the seal has failed, and that this ship and its occupants will explode into small pieces approximately 50 micro.
I heard you the first time. And what if it's green?
The opposite. You will live. You will go home.
It's been an hour. I've never tried to put pressure on something for an hour. My hands are killing me. But I guess that's better than this leak killing us all.
Paper, I have news.
If it's that this stuff is cured already and I can go back to sleep, bring it on. Anything else, keep it to yourself. It's just more bad news.
Certainly. I will not tell you.
I float in silence for a minute, trying to uncramp my hands. Well, now you have to tell me.
The quantum radio has received a signal. from Earth.
Earth?
Yes. Would you like me to open up a channel? Simultaneous, entangled communications at this distance will only be audio. There isn't enough bandwidth for video.
Yes, yes, of course.
There's a little click in my helmet comm. Then static, then...
Can you hear me? High heaven. Transmitting at one point...
Ted!
Paper? Paper Forest?
Yes, Ted!
Confirming entangled connection.
Paper, our telemetry is showing you're in flight, on a trajectory toward Earth. Why aren't you on Mars?
What's wrong?
Holy cow. Where do you want me to start?
I tell him everything about the discovery and Zach and Daniels, and he tells me quite a story, too. Incredibly, the dead body database had been published on servers around the world, and people in large numbers began to take to the streets, demanding answers, and demanding that the Off-World Biocontamination Act be repealed to allow us to come home. It hadn't been repealed, but the government granted a stay to appease the hordes of protesters. Ted and team were allowed back in business in Mission Control. We're coming home. If we survive.
Ted, I almost forgot. Can you get someone out to Captain Daniels' family quickly? Get them into hiding temporarily until this is all figured out?
Already on it.
What? How?
Some guy named Angel. He had a tip.
Angel? Is he there?
No. There was a woman who delivered the tip from him. She insisted on getting in, talking to you. We didn't let her in. She seemed dangerous and unstable. We kicked her out. She wouldn't leave. She's outside the perimeter, parked in some old car. For 3 days now.
Yep, that's my mother.
Ted, go get her. I need to speak with her.
Pepper?
God, the wrong name never sounded so good.
Mom.
You must be thinking of someone else. You usually call me Jane.
You were right, Mom.
I'm always right. I laugh. It's just like the dream.
Martha's downloading all the analysis to Ted right now. Jane? Mom? It's incredible. Marsonium. That's the name we gave it. It's got some otherworldly properties. When it burns, it produces something like 10,000 times the power of methane. This would have put Wasteway out of business. That's why they were hiding it, trying to bury it. You were right all along, Mom.
No response. And then I hear it. For the first time. My mother is crying.
I did it for you and your sister's paper.
You must be thinking of someone else. You usually call me Pepper.
She laughs. I love you, my baby.
And then after a little while,
you did it.
We. I take a deep breath.
And I love you too, Mom.
I look at the timer. 1 hour and 15 minutes left.
Well, we might have done it. I'm in a little pickle right here. I'll know in a little over an hour if we're ever going to see each other again.
Now I'm crying too.
Mom, I don't want to die. I want to live. And I want to come home.
Don't be stupid. You're not going to die. And I'm not going anywhere. I'll stay right here with you the whole time. Now why don't you tell me all about it? Your great adventure. I want all the details. Gimme, gimme.
Where should I start?
Tell me everything. From the beginning. I look at the display. That's an awful long story to try to fit into 1 hour and 15 minutes. And then, once again, I wonder if that light is going to flash red or green. But strangely, this time the thought doesn't frighten me. Whether I live or die, my mom will be with me. And Zach Larson. And I will have made the difference I was meant to for the fillers and for everyone. And they'll all live forever in my heart, even if that heart is blown into little 50-micron diameter pieces.
I've become who I am. I've made it home.